Practice Paper 8, pages 38 to 39. Part 2, Windsurfing.
Windsurfing is a sport that is growing in popularity in Israel. The physical conditions that are necessary for windsurfing are perfect here. Most people have easy access to the sea. There is almost always enough wind, and it doesn't rain very often. All you need is a surfboard and a sail, and you can fly across the water with the wind in your face. At least, that's what the experts say. I'm Rotem Liss of the Israeli Sports Hour, and today I'm standing on the golden sands of Caesarea Beach. Matty Friedman's windsurfing and kiteboarding club is behind me, and I'm facing the blue Mediterranean Sea. There is a strong north wind, and the sea is full of windsurfers and kiteboarders. I plan to talk to some of the windsurfers when they get out of the water and find out just what attracts people to this sport. So far, no luck. Oh, wait! I see someone in a wet suit getting ready to enter the water now. I'll try talking to him. Excuse me, sir. Can I ask you a few questions?
Okay, but I'm in a rush to get in the water and start windsurfing.
Yes, I can see that, but just give us a few minutes of your time, please. Can you tell me your name and how long you have been windsurfing?
My name is Eran, and I've been windsurfing for nearly 8 years.
What first attracted you to the sport?
Gal Friedman. When I watched him win the Olympic gold medal for Israel in 2004, I was so proud of being an Israeli, and he made it look so easy that I decided to give it a try.
And is it easy?
At first, it's really difficult. I fell a lot, and my body was covered with bruises, but then I began to get the hang of it. Once you understand wind direction and learn how to control the sail and let it do all the work, then it's easy. When the sail catches the wind, you just have to hold tight and fly over the waves.
Can anyone windsurf, do you think?
Most people can. You must know how to swim well, and of course, it's an expensive sport.
How expensive?
Well, in the beginning, you don't just go out and buy all the equipment. First, you want to see if you like the sport and if you're good at it. I recommend that beginners do as I did. I took a windsurfing course with one of Matty Friedman's instructors. They have a standard course for all age groups, 10 to 60, and it includes the equipment. Today, the course costs about 900 shekels.
Wow, that's not cheap. I know you're in a rush to get into the water, but can you just tell me a bit about the course?
Okay, but then I really must go, because today there's a north wind, and that's a windsurfer's dream come true. I want to get in as many hours of windsurfing as I can. Okay, about the course. There are 3 lessons. Each lesson is 2 hours long. The instructor teaches you how to stand on the board and to balance yourself. Then you learn how to control the sail, and of course, how to lift it when it falls. Finally, you learn how to windsurf on the sea and turn the sail when you are out at sea. That is probably the most important thing you have to learn. Otherwise, someone has to come and rescue you. Now, I'm going. Bye!
Happy windsurfing, Eran. Thanks for your time.
Anytime. Bye.
Well, that was interesting, and I'm tempted. I don't care what Eran says. It looks difficult, and kiteboarding just looks scary. This is Rotem Liss saying goodbye for today.